personally have gotten off to a really good start in this series. Is there another playoff year that you kind of switch to once you get into this thing?
Yes and no. I think the game gets a little faster, so you have to be not as, maybe not looking for a better play, and what's there, you take it. And, most of the times that works, whether it's regular season or playoffs, doesn't really matter. Knock on wood right now, it's been working pretty well.
In the season, you're one of the leading penalties and minutes. You haven't taken that many these past two games. Is there a reasoning, or is it just you're playing safer?
No, not playing safer, actually. I don't know, to be honest with you. Try and be a little smarter with my stick, obviously. I think in the regular season, you get a little bit more lenient with yourself, trying to, protect yourself or what it may be. There's a couple less mistakes actually made in the playoffs as well. Guys are sure with the puck, and you're not, trying to recover for yourself or other people making mistakes. So, I think that's part of it.
It's a mentality going into a game three potential closeout here. You guys smell blood and want to get this thing over with?
Yeah. You obviously want to close out as fast as you can. But at the same time, at least from experience, it's the hardest game to obviously finish. They're a desperate team, and nobody wants to A, lose, and B, be swept out. So, I think that's going to be important for us to, at least weather their early storm and try and keep the game, as best to our style and our pace as we can.
What do you tell the younger guys knowing that it is the most difficult game to win?
I think we treat it as it's the same thing. Just another game, but in the back of your head, you know that they're going to come and they're going to give their best effort. So you have to be prepared. And the simple, hard thing is usually the right thing to do in these games till you can get yourself into it and kind of feel it out a little bit. But at the same time, you want to make your play and play the same style.
Does it give the team a little bit more confidence knowing that you've already taken one playoff game in their building?
Yeah. Winning on the road is tough to do in any league, any building, and we've been lucky enough to do it already. That got us off to a pretty good start. And we play there, 6, 7, 8 times a year, so it's probably basically another home game for us. But if there's an arena, we're comfortable in, it's that.
We also have only been able to net 3 goals in the past 2 games. What's been the key to kind of suffocating your offense?
Well, Deals is doing a pretty good job, I would say. Anytime we do mess up, he's usually been there and making that big timely save. Hats off to him, obviously. Hopefully he can keep that going. And then I think just not giving time and space and allowing their skill guys to make plays off the rush. I think we've been very good defending the rush, and that was a key for us coming into the series. Make them work and play a different style game than they want, and right now we're doing that.
The defensemen on this team collectively have also been highly productive offensively. Are there opportunities that are being presented for some reason that are giving you guys more chances to pick up some points? Or can you pinpoint why that's happening?
Honestly, I think, at least for myself, I'm pretty sure most of them came on the power play, if not all of them. Between me and Franny, we play on the same power play. And we try to use each other pretty well. And it's been working. And then as far as the other guys, I'm not too sure. I know obviously Carl plays on the other power play, and I think he's had a few. It's easy, not easy I should say, that's the wrong word, but that's an opportunity when you play on the special teams. So. I would say 5-on-5, I think we're just moving the puck and getting it into the forwards' hands with time and space, and right now they're making some good plays, and good luck.
How well is that kind of playing into your style? Your guy needs to jump up into the play. Are these games kind of being tailored to your style?
I think it's a good thing with our group. We can play multiple styles. If teams want to, play grind it out and chip and chase and that kind of style, we have the tools to do it, and I think we can play that if you want to play the skill game and keep the puck in possession game, I think we could play that too. So it's a dangerous combination when you can play that. And, you know, for me personally, I do like to play that, you know, keep the puck, make the plays kind of style. And right now we're kind of dictating it, so try and do that coming up.
How hard is it to, you know, keep your emotions in check against a team that you've played so many times this year, and, you know, special teams has been such a key in this series. How do you stay out of the box?
Yeah, you know, I think we've actually done a pretty good job of it. More of the same. I think play our game, play our style, and we're not going to stop being physical. We're not going to stop, you know, protecting our players and, you know, having that pack mentality. But, you know, I don't think we really need to change much as far as learning how to, you know, play the same style. And guys have done it two games in a row now, and I think we're starting to really get it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks. Thanks.